Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 14th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is, Whom Do You Trust?
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward. He knelt down before him and said, My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her, and she will live. Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. And she said to herself, If I only can touch his cloak, I shall be cured. Jesus turned around and saw her and said, Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you. And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house, he saw the flute players and crowd who were making a commotion. He said, Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. And the news of this spread throughout the land. The Gospel of the Lord. When things are difficult, to whom do you go? Who do you trust with your vulnerability and pain? Today's gospel gives us some surprising insights. To whom does the official go? In other gospel accounts, we find it's a Roman official, and he doesn't go to Roman gods or to a friend. He goes to Jesus and kneels before him, recognizing him as a god. Jesus knows this and goes with him. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years. Imagine that, 12 years of hemorrhages. She touches his cloak and is cured, and Jesus extols her courage and faith. The contrast is between those who believe and those who think it's all over. When our friends or family are sick, we often ask God for a cure. But a cure may be an acceptance for the situation and trust that God will be there. Who are we like? The Roman official? The woman with a hemorrhage? Or those prematurely mourning the death of a child? Each is acting out of goodwill. What kind of faith do we have in God, willing perhaps like the Roman official, to look like a fool or daring to trust? Look at your life today. What needs the support of family and friends and God? How are we called to trust? Today, can we listen more to those who entrust their troubles to us and allow God to bring them hope? We cannot solve problems, but we can stand with them. Let us trust the God who calls us.